With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Pittsburgh!
Oh, yeah. Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. I will never not laugh, if not audibly, but at least in my head when I hear that. Good morning to you, Ron. Good morning to you, Chris. Good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, producer Matt. Good morning to you, Juju. So let's start there. Let's talk about the story people want to make into a story that I don't know if it's a story or not, but I want to talk about it, and we want to talk about it to get the morning moving, and that's Juju. Juju's happiness, Juju's production, and your happiness with Juju's production or not. First, we hear from Juju.
You look at the stats, you don't really see the big numbers there. You see points on the board, and you see not a lot of yards. I mean, as far as for us, it's just more so of, you know, the ball placement, ball positioning. Turnovers are a huge thing for us.
Okay. Well, tell me some more, Juju.
People was talking about, you only got me 2 points this week for fantasy. I was like, well, I mean, I'd rather have 2 points and be 5-0 than to be 1-4 and to be have 25 fantasy points. So it's for me. I like it for myself. So I'm always having fun regardless.
All right, Juju the teammate. He wants team success. Mm-hmm. A little bit more from the man from USC.
I'm having fun all the time, whether I get the bar or not, whether I get 2 catches for 10 yards, whether I get 6 catches for 60 yards. For me, it's more so about, you know, the team.
Okay, so then can we put this debate to rest and make it not a debate and make it back to and put it back to what we said going into the season? And this was before Juju, mind you, through 5 games, has the most targets and the most catches on this football team. 23 receptions, 28 targets. Use that as a baseline, by the way, through 5 games, that they throw it at him the most and he catches it the most. Use that as a baseline. Chris, can we revert back to what we said before the season, as it was week 1, that this is going to be an offense by weaponry, not a running back by committee sort of thing, not a pitch by committee you see with a bullpen or something, an offense by weaponry. One game it's going to be this guy, the next game it's going to be this guy. Designates in putting number one receiver or number one back or number this or that just doesn't work here. And Juju's bought in, and it sounds like holy.
Yeah, and there's a couple of different layers to this. One is the, to be quite frank, asinine idea that he's going to turn into Antonio Brown at some point and become a distraction, or a distraction as it may be, if he doesn't get enough targets or enough balls or enough touchdowns or whatever it may be. And that there's no evidence of that becoming an issue at any point. There just isn't. So that's step number one, or layer number one. Layer number two is the idea that because Juju has not had big games the last few weeks, that they should be dangling him as some sort of trade chip with the deadline a week and a half away is also ridiculous, because, A, your other top wide receiver, Diontae Johnson, we've had trouble keeping him on the field. B, you have to believe that at least some of the success Chase Claypool has been because people are focusing on Juju rather than him. And C, you never know when other issues are going to pop up later down the line. And if you're 5-0, why are you screwing with a team that's 5-0? There's so many reasons people want to try and unearth and dig up as to why Juju not having 6 gajillion targets through 5 weeks is a problem, when in reality it's not a problem. Back right. to your original point, Colin.
Can I give you a fourth, indicative, a fourth issue here?
Yeah, go ahead.
A fourth bullet point. He has the most targets and the most catches on the football team right now.
Don't let that minor detail get in the way of things. Okay? We'd like to trade him because he's a malcontent. Just go with the fabricated storylines, my friend.
I know. It's not often that I like to respond to what I think is lunacy, but this is lunacy. And here's some of the reaction from people. Well, as soon as Chase Claypool really gets up to speed, he'll really rocket past Juju in targets. As soon as Deontay Johnson stays healthy, and he already missed a game, he'll really rock because he was on pace through a couple games to rocket past Juju. I live not in the if, I live in the what's happening in the world. And what's happening in the world is Juju is acquitting himself as a pretty vital member of this football team. I get that the average is down. I know that the yardage total isn't there. I understand that. But I do know this. If I need a ball caught right now for a four, if it's third and four, and I need a 5-yard sit-down route, and I need to throw it in someone's direction, and I'm down 4 points, and I got to keep I got to get a first down to keep a potential game-winning drive going, I'm throwing the ball on a quick slant to Juju because I think, really, really think, that man is going to catch the football, secure it, get down, give me that first down. That's my number one guy in a situation like that right now.
And I'll actually go a step further, Colin, in that situation that you just described, I'll throw it to whoever happens to be open on that route. And if it is Juju, great. If it's Chase Claypool, wonderful. If it's Deontay Johnson or James Washington or Eric Ebron or Vance McDonald, I don't care because when this offense is at its best, the quarterback is not trying to force it to one guy to keep him happy. He's throwing it to whoever the hell happens to be open.
Yes, I am with you. So these contrived storylines, it's kind of enlightening because I give credit to people who keep trying to hammer it and Pony for trying to trade him and sticking with it, but it becomes hilarity at some point. And the hilarity for me is there. When you're winning and winning big and keep winning, they become contrived storylines that you just got to stick with, I guess. And that's where we are with the Juju stuff. Show me the malcontent, show me his unhappiness, and show me he's a bad teammate because I can't find it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.